Ripple Prime adds gold, silver, and oil perps via Hyperliquid HIP-3. Ripple Prime has expanded its Hyperliquid integration to include HIP-3 builder-deployed perpetuals, giving institutional clients on-chain access to commodity futures, including gold, silver, and crude oil. The expansion was announced March 30th and builds on the initial Ripple Prime Hyperliquid integration from February 2026. The move means institutions trading through Ripple Prime can now cross-margin commodity perps alongside crypto, FX, fixed income, OTC swaps, and cleared derivatives, all through a single counterparty relationship. That is a meaningful change from the original integration, which covered only crypto-native perpetual markets. What HIP-3 actually is, HIP-3 is Hyperliquid's permissionless perpetual futures framework, launched in October 2025. It allows independent builders to deploy their own perpetual markets on Hyperliquid's infrastructure by staking 500,000 HYPE tokens as a security deposit. Each deployer controls their own Oracle definitions, contract specifications, leverage limits, and settlement logic. The result is a decentralized exchange where anyone can create a futures market for any asset with a reliable price feed. That opened the door to crude oil, WTI and Brent, gold, silver, equity indices like the S&P 500 and foreign exchange pairs. The S&P 500 Perpetual received an official license from S&P Dow Jones Indices on March 18th. As of late March 2026, just 7 of the top 30 markets on Hyperliquid by open interest are crypto pairs. The rest are commodities and equities, according to analysis from Arca. The numbers behind the commodity boom Hyperliquid's EP3 markets have grown explosively since launching. On March 23rd, the platform processed a record $5.4 billion in single-day perpetual futures volume, with commodity contracts driving most of the activity. Silver, $1.3 billion, earned the most actively traded asset that day. WTI crude oil, $1.2 billion Brent crude oil, $940 million gold, $58 million open interest across HIP-3 markets, hit $1.43 billion, more than 100 times higher than 6 months prior. The platform now has 231,000 active traders, nearly double the 127,000 from August 2025. Weekend oil volatility driven by Middle East tensions, pushing crude above $110 per barrel, accelerated adoption. Traditional commodity exchanges are closed on weekends. Hyperliquid is not. That gap in availability is a structural advantage for on-chain venues. Why Ripple Prime matters here? Ripple Prime is not just another exchange connector, it is a full Prime brokerage service built on Ripple's Hidden Road acquisition that handles consolidated margining, portfolio-level risk management, and settlement across both centralized and decentralized venues. The service was added to the DTCC's NSCC participant directory on March 2, 2026, with clearing broker code 0443. For institutional desks, this solves a real friction point. Trading commodity perps on a DEX typically requires self-custodying tokens, managing gas, and running separate risk systems. Ripple Prime wraps all of that into workflows these desks already use. Single counterparty, consolidated reporting, cross-margined portfolios. The practical implication is that a fund manager can now hold a gold perp on Hyperliquid, a BTC spot position on a centralized exchange, and a fixed income swap, all cross-margined through one account. That is the kind of infrastructure that turns experimental DeFi trading into something compliance teams can approve. Crypto markets flat as institutions rotate. The expansion comes during a quiet stretch for crypto prices. As of March 31, 2026, BTC is trading at $0.66 and $35, flat over 24 hours, ETH at $2,025, 0.6%, and XRP at $132, 1.2%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 26, firmly in fear territory. Hyperliquid's HYPE token has a market cap of approximately $9.8 billion. Multiple asset managers, including Grayscale, Bitwise, and 21Shares, have filed for spot HYPE ETFs. The protocol generates roughly $2.5 million in daily revenue, with 97% of fees funding automated HYPE buybacks. The contrast is notable. While broader crypto markets stagnate through what BTC traders are calling the worst quarter since 2018, institutional infrastructure for on-chain trading is expanding into entirely new asset classes. What this signals for DeFi trading in commodities, stocks, ETFs, and foreign exchange pairs now accounts for around 30% of Hyperliquid's overall volume. On peak days, HIP3 markets represent nearly half of all activity. Non-crypto assets are competing with and sometimes surpassing Bitcoin and Ethereum in daily volume on a decentralized exchange. That is a structural shift. If the trend holds, DeFi exchanges may end up competing less with Binance and Coinbase and more with CME Group and ICE. Ripple plugging its institutional prime brokerage into that pipeline suggests at least one major player is betting on that outcome.